ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yehuda Schoenfeld. Maseches Harayos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'ilui Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
We are starting Maseches Harayos, Daf Beis. The Mishnah says, Hayu Bezdin lavor al achas mikol mitzvos ha'amuris batoyo. If Bezdin gave a psak on something that's usher, and they said that it's mutter, for example, they said chelev is mutter, v'holach hayochid v'osso shoygig al piyem, Bein she'asu v'asa imahin, bein she'asu v'asa achrehen, bein she'loi asu v'asa pater, mipnei she'tala be'bezdin. This is the din of yachid she'asa al p'yayras bezdin. And our Mishnah says, if you're tala be'bezdin, you're pater. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings a drasha, and we learn it out of the pasuk ba'asoysa. The Gemara da'ashen, yachid o'isa mipi'atz me'chayiv, b'yayras bezdin pater. This is the din, that if you do an avera based on bezdin's psak, your potter from a chatos yachid. Now Rashi and Tosfos and Shabbos, Daf the Gimel Amud Beis, they both say that the reason why the Torah pattered a yachid shasa al pi ayras bezdin is because you have a din of a oynis. Since the Torah says we have to listen to bezdin kechol asher yerucha, we have to follow their psak. So if they make a mistake and we do an aver based on their psak, we have a din of a oynis. That's what Rashi and Tosfos both say over there in Masechet Shabbos Daf Tzadi Gimel. However, Tosfos over here, the second Tosfos on the Amid, brings down a suffix. What's the din l'gabi bezdin themselves? The Mishnah had said that bein she'asu v'asa imahin, whether bezdin also took part of the avira or whether they didn't, in any case, you're potter. So Tosfos brings a suffix. What's the din for bezdin l'gabi bezdin themselves? Do we say that bezdin also has the p'tur of yachid she'asa p'yayras bezdin or not? Now, if we understand, like Rashi and Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos, that the gedder of the p'tur is because you have a din of a'inus, there's l'chayra no mocking for Tosfos Safek Bechlal. It's pashit that Bezdin themselves are mechayiv in achatos. They don't have the p'tur of Toilat Mei Bezdin, because they're for sure not a'inus. The Yechidim, the rest of Klal Yisrael that follow their psak, they're a'inus, because that's our din to follow Bezdin. But Bezdin themselves, they had a regular tois. They learned up the sugya wrong and they paskin wrong. That's a clear tais. So what would be the tzad and taisvus to say that the bezdin themselves are potter? It must be that taisvus understands that the ptur of asa piyaras bezdin is stamik zayas akasav ba'alma. So now taisvus is mesupik when bezdin themselves gave the psak and they're doing like they were like their psak. Is that considered a toilet of bezdin? Because in Maisa, that's the psak bezdin, or no, it's only if someone else does alpi their psak, not if they do alpi their own psak. Then we can hear a mukin for a safik. But so l'chayra, there's a machlekes here, Rashi and Tosfos and Shabbos, neged Tosfos by us. Is the gather aptur of yachid asa alpi aras bezdin midin oynis, or it's tam, gzer zakasa ba'alma? Now we should point out that although this is the pasha pshat and the safik of Tosfos, Ayin in the Karen Eira and in the Rishash that are Mavur, that they learnt like this. However, the Sefer Hayra Gever from Rabbi Tzala Ranchberg, he has a whole different understanding in Tosfos Safek. He wants to learn Tosfos Safek is that just like when a Tzibur follows Bezdin's Psak, over there the din is, the Bezdin brings a par. There's a Chiv par. If a whole Tzibur did an Averia based on Bezdin's Psak, they bring it a par. So he learns that Tosfos is Mesopik. When a yachid does an avera based on Bezdin's psak, over there is there a chiyuv on Bezdin to bring a carbon yachid? Not when Bezdin themselves do the avera, but when they goyim an avera through their psak that someone else did an avera, is that mechayiv Bezdin to bring a carbon yachid? This is obviously a very big chiddush, but this is how he wants to learn the suffix of Tosfos. And there's a little deek like this in Tosfos because Tosfos, at the end of Tosfos says, that the tzad that they should be mechayev a karbon is the nehi the pari mevian, even though they don't bring a par elohim kain roiv tzibur also alpian, but mikol makon karbon yachid laisu, even though they don't bring a par they should bring a karbon yachid. Now from the fact Tosfos contrasts the din the this chiyev to the chiyev of par would be mashma that has this the same type of chiyev that it's a chiyev because they cause people to be over an iser through their psak. Now the Noda Behuda in Yeredeya Simin Tzadi Vav, in the middle of the tshuva over there, asks, why wouldn't this be a pasha to aynis? A toila mebezdin, the chayyur should be a pasha to aynis. The Gemara over here on Amud Beis says that our Mishnah that holds your potter, if your toila atzmai bebezdin, is zu devei Rabbi Huda. Havul chachamim oimrim, yachid sh'asa al pi ayras bezdin, is chayiv. La halacha, we hold your chayiv. Why are you chayiv? It's a flat out oinus. You have a right to listen to Beis Din. What's the tzad you're mechayiv? So the Nei Yehuda says a big chiddush. He says that an oinus that came about through a shaygig doesn't have a din oinus. Over here, even though all the yechidim that followed Beis Din's psak are taka oinus, but since they're oinus based on the shaygig, on the tois that Beis Din made, the whole oinus doesn't have a din oinus. Oinus is only if it has a pure oinus al pi din tairo. If it came through a mistake, even though down the line you're oinus, it doesn't have the din of a oinus. This is a big chiddush, but this is how he wants to say pshat. Why it's not a pashat oinus, and that's why the chachamim argue on our mishnah, and even later our mishnah, there's a kasev that holds your potter. And also in the Sefer Chemda Shleimer and Evan Ezra Simchav Dalet, he also talks about this shaila we said over from the Nei de Behuda. He brings down a tshuva from the Nesivas that Teich Dvarav, he asked this kasha that by Yachich also al pi ayro as bezdin, what's pshat in the man damer yechayev? L'chayra ein lecha oinus gadol mizeh. You follow Beis Din. Your halacha is, your din is to, everyone has to listen to Beis Din, and therefore you should be potter. So he says over there, you said that the only time we find that you're potter from a carbon when you're oinus is only the mashal where the din was to follow a roiv, and you followed the roiv, and it came out that you did an avera because the real truth was like the miyat. So over there, that's when the Torah gave a p'tur on oinus, because the din roiv is mehapich the din Torah to heter. Torah says follow roiv, and that's mehapich the din Torah to heter. Mashenkin in our Mishnah where you're taka oinus because you're supposed to follow Beis Din, but since Beis Din made a tois, so that can't be mehapich the din into heter. So be'etzem it's eser, and if you do an eser, even if it's an oinus, that's not a reason why you shouldn't be chayv in a karbon. Now, the first Taismas over here in the Masechta says that Hayru Beis Din is Dafka Heim Sanhedrin Gdola. It's referring to the Sanhedrin Gdola, which means the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, which sat in the Lishkas Agazis. That's the Beis Din we're referring to over here. The Shaila is that two Taismasim later in Divrei Maskil Hayru La Beis Din Linasei, where Taisvus is going back on the Mishnah Yevamis that the Gemara over here brings, that says that if Isha gets married, Al Piyad Echad, that said that her husband died, and then we find out that really her husband was alive, the din is, even if she got remarried, and she was over the Ishler Eshes Ish, she doesn't bring a Chatos. She's part of a Machatos because she has a din of a Toil Atzmei Bebezdin. Because Bezdin gave her a heter to get married, Al Piyad Echad. Now Taisvus says over there, that Hai Bezdin ain't no Sanhedrin Deilah. Because Harei Beis Din Yecholim Latir Linasi, any Beis Din is able to be matar to get married, even a Beis Din of Chav Gimel, a Beis Din of any ear, you don't need the Sanhedrin Gdolah of Kal Yisrael, a Beis Din of Ayin Aleph. So L'chayra, these two Taisvesim are a head-on stira. Taisves starts off, the first Taisves, that we're talking about, Dafko Haim Sanhedrin Gdolah. And now, the Gabi, the Mishnah Yevamis, when Isha gets married, Taisves is saying that it's any Beis Din, you don't need a Sanhedrin Gdolah. L'chayra is a Pella, the two Taisvesim are saying to each other, One to another. So the Nei de Behuda in that same tshuva, like we said in Yeridea, Simin Tzadi Vav, in the middle of the tshuva, there's a haggadah there from his son. And over there, his son wants to answer the stira on Taisvus. And his son says that really, avada, like Taisvus starts off, you need to have a Sanhedrin Gdolah. When Taisvus says later that an Isha getting married, Alpi El Echad, could be by any Beis Din, and still she has the Ptur of Yachach, also Alpi Ara's Beis Din. Over there the Pshat is because the real Beis Din that was matter her to get married Alpi El Echad was the Sanhedrin Gdolah way back, that when Chazal originally gave this heter that Isha could get married Alpi El Echad, that's the Koyach, that Beis Din is what's being matter her to get married. The Beis Din that she came to with her El Echad saying Meis Bailech, and they actually said you could go get married, that Beis Din is just telling her she has the green light from what Beis Din was passing all the way back then. She is allowed to get married based on the psak, the original Sanhedrin Gdolah gave way back when the Chazal made this takana that she's allowed to get married. So that Be'etzem is a takana, that's Be'etzem a heter of a Sanhedrin Gdolah. So that's why she has the p'tor of Yachach also al Pi'ai Ra'az Beis Din, because that Be'etzem is a being toila in the Sanhedrin Gdolah, because that's who gave this psak originally. However, the Karen Eira on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, if you look there well, he's mavor that he understood Taisvus different. He understood that the Iker is like the second Taisvus. The Iker is that you don't need a Sanhedrin Gdolah. any bezdin suffices for the din of Yachich Asa al Piyaraz bezdin. The first Tosfos that says Sanhedrin Gdela is not going back on our Mishnah of the din of Yachich Asa al Piyaraz bezdin. What Tosfos means to say is, for what the Mishnayos are going to speak about later, where there's a tzibur that follows bezdin, then the din is, you need to have Sanhedrin Gdela. It's really a Mishnah later in Daf Hei that speaks about this, but the Karen is learning that the first Tosfos is just a hakdama for the Masechta. It's not going back on our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, be'etzem it's enough with any bezdin. Only later, that's where you need Sanhedrin Gdela. So there's a machlekes here between the Ben Hanoi de Behuda, which is the more Pasha Pshat. If you taka need a Sanhedrin Gdela for the din of Yachach Asa al Piyaraz bezdin, or like the Karen is understanding that only for a tzibur you need a Sanhedrin Gdela, but for a Yachid, any bezdin would be enough. Now, L'chaira, we could suggest that this machlekes has to do with the gather of the Ptur of Yachach Asa al Piyaraz bezdin. Like we mentioned, Rashi and Tosfos and Shabbos learn that it's midin oinis. And we wanted to say Tosfos over here is mashmat, stamik zeres akasa ba'almo. So l'chaira, if you learn that it's midin oinis, that should apply by any bezdin, not only by the Sanhedrin Gdela. Any bezdin that you follow, you're vayter oinis. We have a din to follow bezdin, whether it's a bezdin of ayin aleph, whether it's a bezdin of chav gimel, any bezdin. Bezdin gives a psak, we have to listen. So l'chaira, l'fi Rashi and Tosfos and Shabbos, it should come out that any bezdin would be enough. Hashem kain, how we want to say Tosfos over here that it's stamik zeres akasa ba'alma, then we could understand. Then it makes sense that it's only Sanhedrin Gdela. Maybe the Gzeres HaKosav is only when the Sanhedrin Gdela said it's Mutter. Then we have a din of being Tel Atzmei Bebezdin. But a different Bezdin, maybe not. It's Gzeres HaKosav, so maybe the Gzeres HaKosav was only said on the biggest Bezdin, on Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. But if we learn that it's Oynis, L'chir, it's not Mestavra to say you need Dafka, Sanhedrin Gdela. The Gemara, right after the Mishnah, says, Omar Shmuel, L'oylam ein Bezdin Chayovin ad she yoymru lohem utarim atem. Revdimi min ado omer at yoimru lohem mutarin atem lasos. His machlekes over here, what's considered a hayra? Is it enough with mutarim atem, or you have to say mutarin atem lasos? Now the pashas of the Gemara, and as well as Rashi, are both mashma, that the machlekes is, it depends on the lashon bezdin used. Did they say mutarin atem, or did they add on the word lasos? Now this is a pella. The Tosfos Arash brings down from the Ramah that asks, what should be the difference if they said mutarin atem or mutarin atem lasos? Either way, if someone asks bezdin ashayla and they say you're mutter, whether they say mutarin atem lasos or they stam say mutter, obviously mutter means to go ahead and do it. So that should also be like mutarin atem lasos. Why only when you say lasos? When you say mutarin atem also, that means mutarin atem lasos. So the Tosfos Arash says, pshat in the Gemara, al piya Gemara baba basra, daf kuf lamed amel beiz. The Gemara over there in Baba Basra says, Tanur Abanan, Ein lemeidin halacha, loymi pi talmud, v'loymi pi maisa, at yoymru loy halacha lemaisa. The Gemara there says, Vaiter, Amalei Rav Asi l'Rabbi Yochanan, ki amalon mar halacha nevad. If you tell us the halachas such so and so, nevad, could we do like you tell us? Amalei at the ami lechu, until I tell you halacha lemaisa. So in other words, what this Gemara is saying is that Bezdin could sometimes paskin, or a Rebbe could sometimes paskin to a Talmud. This is the halacha. They learn through a sugya, and they come out, Chelev is mutter, and they give a psak, and they announce the Klai Yisrael, Chelev is mutter. That's called mutarin atin, when the Bezdin gives a psak on something. Mutarin atin last year means that Bezdin gave the psak because they were presented by the Shiloh. Because someone asked them the Shiloh, Negei Lamaisa, could I go ahead and eat Chelev? And Bezdin answered, mutarin atin. Even if they just say the words mutarin atem, you don't have to say the word lasos. Lasos just means when it was negeya, halacha lemaisa, where it was negeya to do the bepayel right now, then that's a much stronger hayra, because b'shas, it's negeya halacha lemaisa, bezin's medakdik much more. So the Gemara in Baba Basra is saying that in order to, if your Rebbe tells you something's mutter, you shouldn't follow him until he says halacha lemaisa. Which the Tosfos Arash explains that's the machlekes over here, Shmuel and Rav Dimi. Shmuel is not like the Gemara in Baba Basra. Shmuel holds that mutarin atem is enough to be considered a hayra. When you hear from Bezdin something is mutar, you're allowed to follow that psak. You're allowed to go and eat the chaylev. Mashenkin Rav Dimi, he's going like the Gemara in Baba Basra. Rav Dimi Shita is like the Gemara in Baba Basra, that the only time we can listen to Beis Din is only if it was Beis Din said their halacha because they were presented by a shayla that was negeh lemaisa. If Beis Din stam announces and gives a psak that something is mutter, that's not enough to follow, unless it was given because of a maisa that came up to them. So what comes out in the Tais of Rosh is that our Gemara over here, it's not a local shayla negeya. The our Mishnah of Yachich Asa Piyra is Beis Din. It's more of a Kholiastik Shaila, like the Gemara in Baba Basra. When in Hilchos Psak, when could we follow a Psak that we were given by Beis Din or from our Rebbe? Shmuel holds any time they give a Psak, and Rifdimi holds you have to have only if the Psak was given for Alocha Lamaisa, was Nagia Lamaisa right then. The Chazanish over here in Zaharis, on Hyrius, in Mechela Kachim, he learned similar to the Taisvus Arash that Shmuel also meant Mutar and Ata means when Beis Din gives a psak, and Rav Dimi was saying Mutar and Ata Malasa is only if they give the psak halacha lemaisa. However, the Chazanish, he brings down the Rashbam in Baba Basra, Dafkuf Laman Amabez, that the Rashbam over there is Mavor, that there's a third Madrega, there's a Madrega of Derech Halimud. Sometimes Beis Din or a Rebbe could be learning a Sugya and come out from the Sugya the Chelev's Mutar. But he didn't give a psak and say Chelev is mutter. He just was coming out that Lefiza Chelev should be mutter, and he was being noita from the sugya that Chelev should be mutter without the psak lemaisa Chelev is mutter. So that's the third madriga. Derech Halimud, and then there's another madriga of a Beis Din giving a psak, and the final madriga, the third madriga, is when they give the psak because they were presented by a shayla halacha lemaisa. So the Chazanish says that for Kol HaTorah Kula, when you hear something from your Rebbe, Beis Din gives a psak, over there, Me'ikra Din, even Derech HaLimud has a Din psak. That's what's mavur over there in the Rishbam in Baba Basra. Derech HaLimud is a psak that we could follow Beis Din's psak. He just says, the Gemara over there in Baba Basra is mavur, that Me'dikta Kahira means L'chatchila, you shouldn't listen until they actually give a psak. But Be'etzem, Me'ikra Din, it's enough with just Derech HaLimud. L'chatchila, you should wait till they give up psak, because they're more medactic when they give up psak lemaisa. But me'ikra din, it's enough with a psak, enough with just hearing their derech halimud, just overhearing them learn the sugya. The Chazanish says our Gemara, where Shmuel says mutarin atem, which means Beis Din has to give the psak, and Rav Dimi is saying you have to have mutarim atem lasois, which means they have to give a psak halach lemaisa. This is a local machlekes legabe the din of yachich asa piyra as Beis Din. For the din of our Mishnah, here you need more than a psak of Kol HaTorah Kula. Derech HaLimud is enough for Kol HaTorah Kula. But to be a toil atzmei be'Beis Din, to be toil on Beis Din, you need more. That's the machlekas. How much more? Is it enough with mutarim atem? Or if Dimi is saying, no, you need to have mutarim atem lasos. But this machlekas is not a machlekas negeah for everywhere else. It's only a machlekas over here, but the din of Yachich Asa al-Piyai Ra'as Beis Din. The Rambam has the third pshat in the sugya. The Karanayr over here is Medayik the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel from Hilchos Shgagos, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, his lashon is, V'chein im nasu v'nasnu b'davar. Beis Din was learning the sugya, V'amru davar zamutar, V'loi hayru la'am, V'loi amru mutarim atem lasis. They were being nasu v'nasnu, but they didn't give up psak. This lashon, the Karanayr is Medayik, is mavor that Shmuel that was saying mutarin atem means that what the Chazanish called derech halimud. The Rambam saying, Paskins like Rav Dimi saying, it's not enough if it's nasu v'nasnu b'davar, which is mavor that Shmuel that says mutarim atem means to just nasu v'nasnu b'davar, which means to handle the sugya, which means derech halimud. Shmuel holds that if Beis Din through the derech halimud, someone overhears them sounding like that it should be mutar, and you listen to Beis Din, that's also considered a toil atzmei be'Beis Din. However, Rav Dimi, and this is how the Rambam actually paskin, when he says mutarim atem lasis, that means when Beis Din is hayru la'am, and they say mutarim atem lasis, which means Beis Din gave the psak. So basically, we're saying there's three madrigas in psak. There's derech halimud, there's a hayra that they gave to Klal Yisrael, and then there's a hayra they gave because a maisa came up. So the Rambam saying, the machlekes Shmuel and Rav Dimi is in the first two madrigas. Is derech halimud enough, or you need a psak? The Tosfos of Rosh is saying that Machlekes is in the second two Madrigas. Do you need a Psak, or you need a Psak because a Maisa came up? And the Chazanish learns, like the Tosfos of Rosh, that we're talking about the second two madrigas, but he says, because over here is a local machlekes, the gabi the din of yachich also apiyaira as bezdin. Then the first madriga is also enough that if we hear a psak derech halimud, that's enough to follow their psak. Now, there's a smaller aral, lefilach hazanish. The Gemara over here asks three shilas on the shita of Shmuel that says mutarim atem. One of the Gemara's shilas is from the Mishnah by Zakin Mamre. Over there it says chazar le'iroi, shana v'limoid k'derech shalimoid. He taught it like he paskin, not like bezdin. It says potter because he only said that's derech limoid. But hayra lasso is chayiv. If you have hayra lasso is chayiv, and the Gemara's metayik, hayra lasso is mashma. You need the most extreme case, which means mutarim atem lasois, because it says here hayra lasois chayiv. Now, according to the Chazon Ish, that this is a local machlekes legabi the din of hayras bezdin. Well, how can we bring a raya from Zakeh Mamre? Bishlam of the other rayas the Gemara brings are also talking about the din of yachad dasa api hayras bezdin. But this din is lachayra Zakeh Mamre is nothing to do with yachad dasa api hayras bezdin. Lachayra, what we have to say to answer the Chazon Ish is that b'chol atarei kula, it's enough with derech halimud. Our sugya is saying for the din of yachich asa apiyaraz bezin, you need more than a regular psak. To be a toilah bebezin, you need more. The Gemara understood me svara that by Zakeh Mamre also. With Zakeh Mamre, the Gemara understood for some reason he also needs more than a regular psak. He needs the lachatchila de psak. That's why the Gemara is saying you see by Zakeh Mamre they need a hayra lasois. So you see that the lachatchila de psak is hayra lasois. Who had din over here by yachich asa apiyaraz bezin. That you need this l'chatchil de gapsak, which means hayra lasoy, mutarim atam lasoy, b'tzarachin. The Gemara, towards the bottom of the Amid, brings a machloikes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What happens if Bezdin paskins chelev is mutar, and then it's neschalef loy chelev b'shuman? A person made his own mistake, he mixed up chelev and shuman, v'achloy, what's the din? Rav says you're potter, and Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv. Rav says you're potter because you're considered a toilah bebezdin, and Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv because it's nothing to do with the bezdin's psak. It's your own mistake. You're in a schalaf lechela b'shuman. Then the Gemara, all the way on the bottom of the Amid, says Amar Rava moide Rav she'enoi mashlim l'roiv tzibar. Even though Rav says you're considered a toilah bebezdin, he's moide she'enoi mashlim l'roiv tzibar. If you have half of the tzibur that listened to Bezdin and were over eating chaylev and half weren't, so they needed one more person to make up the roiv, and then this person was neschalef lechaylev b'shuman, even though he has a din toilah atzmi b'Bezdin, he can't be mashlim a roiv tzibur, he can't tip the scale to make now that we have roiv tzibur and there should be mechoyev in a par. My taima or my krah b'shkaga achiyu kulon b'shkaga achas. That's the Gemara. Now, kodem kol, we have to understand, what's the yisoyna machlekes over here between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Pashtos, the misvara, which is saying that you shouldn't be a toilah atzmi bezdin. You had your own mistake, you mixed up chelev and shuman. What's pshat in Rav that you considered a toilah atzmi bezdin? So the stipler over here in Kilas Yaakov, Simon Aleph, says that the machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is a very fundamental machlekes. They're arguing, what's the pshat in the chiyuv of chatos by a shoygig? Why was the Torah mechayiv you a chatos when you do avera b'shoygig? Is the pshat because you weren't careful for the lack of watching out that what you're doing is not an avera? That's the mechayiv. For not being careful is gufa what's mechayiv you to bring a chatos. Or is the pshat that eating chaylev, even if it's b'shoygig, is a maisa avera? You ate chaylev. It's not mezid, but it's a maisa avera of shoygig. So the maisa avera mitzad itself is mechayiv yuchatos. It's better than mezid. It's not as chomer as mezid, and therefore it's enough with the chatos. But it's a maisa avera that requires al kapanim mechatos. So Zakta Steibler, that's machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav holds the chiyuv chatos comes from the lack of watching out, for not being careful that you're not doing an avera. So therefore, over here, where it's neschalef lechelev b'shuman, and bezdin paskin chelev is mutter, there is no avir of not being careful. There is no avir of not watching out, it's not chelev. Because there was no need to watch out. Bezdin said chelev is mutter. So that also has the mail of teilat me bezdin, because that's taking away from your avir of being, of not being careful of what you're eating. Hashem Ken Rabbi Yochanan holds that the chiyuv chatos comes for the maisa avir of eating chelev. So over here, even though bezdin pasan chelev mutter, that's not why you ate it. You ate chelev because you had your own mistake. You weren't a schalef lechelev b'shuman. So memela, you're going to be chayv chatos even mekai gavno, because it was your own mistake and you had a maisa avir done with your own mistake. This is how he's masber the machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what we have to understand is that l'chayra, this gemara over here, the whole machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan only shtims, is only negeya lefi the Tana of our Mishnah. We already mentioned the gemara on Amid Beis over here says that our Mishnah is zudivre Rabbi Yehuda. It's only odasa yachid. Avachachomim oimrim yachid sh'asa al piharaz bezdin is chayiv. We paskin halacha l'maisa that yachid sh'asa al piharaz bezdin is chayiv. So l'chayra le'halacha, it's not negeya b'chlal, this machlek is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Because whether you're, it's your own shayeg, or even if you're toilat from Rabbi Bezdin, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, you're mechayev v'chatos. And this be'emes, Rabbi Yochanan on the side of the Gemara, he says, eloshin, l'das haitano. He makes them, in a schal of l'chayla b'shuman, what's the din l'das haitano? Which means he's understanding that it's only negeya l'fi haitano v'mishnah, and this is how we pass in the Yachid Shasa Piharaz Bezdin. There's no nafkamina from the Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. However, the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel from Hilchos Shgagos Halacha Hey, he brings down this Machlekes and he passes like Rabbi Yochanan. He brings the Machlekes of Neschav Lechela B'Shuman. Even though the Rambam himself passes Yachid Shasa Piharaz Bezdin is Chayiv. So now we can ask the Shailo. What's the nafkamina of the machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? If either way you're mechayev, because we paskin yachid shasa al piharaz bezdin is chayev. So Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Gilyon of the Rambam, he asked this question, and he says we could say two nafkaminas, even l'didon that we paskin yachid shasa al piharaz bezdin chayev. We could say two nafkaminas with the machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The first nafkamina he says is what's the din if the roiv tzibur were all nischalef loichele b'shuman. The Gemara is talking about that one yachid was neschal v'chel b'shuman. But what would be in the case when you have Rav Tzibur that was neschal v'chel b'shuman? So over there, according to Rav, that they're considered a toila bebezdin, l'chayra they would bring a par. Because we have Rav Tzibur, that's toila bebezdin, and the din is anytime Rav Tzibur follows bezdin, they bring a par. Mash'ein kein l'Rabbi Yochanan, that you're not, it's your own shoygeg, it's not considered a toila bebezdin, l'chayra hu adin, you want to bring a par. It's like a bunch of yichidim, there's nothing that makes them a tzibur following Bezdin's psak. This is the first nafkamina of Kivegar says. However, he points out that this is really totally in the suffix of Tosfos by us. Because Tosfos on the bottom of the Amid, the last Tosfos, Tivrei Maskil Ashiyu Kulon Mishkaga Achas, Tosfos says, Tzarech Iyan Imroiv Tzibur Asu Bezdeh Inyan, Sheneschalef Lahem. What's the din? Mavi Kulon Mishkaga Achas, Imechayev Bezdin. He Gufa declares this as a suffix. When Rav Tzibur does it, are you according to Rav that holds you're a toilah bebezdin? Do you have a chiyav par? Because the Gemara had said that Rava said moider Rav in a mashlim l'Rav Tzibur that this person can't be mashlim, can't finish off to make it into a Rav because it says shkaga achas. So maybe we could take that there as a kasev further. That hu adin we can't have a Rav either, the full Rav from such a type of shoygeg of neschal v'chela b'shuman. Because that's not the ikur type of shkaga. Maybe you need the ikur shkaga, which means a pure toila atzmei bebezdin. So this is Taisvis Safik, and the nafkamina of Kivik is saying is ma'amish totally in this Safik. So according to Taisvis, that has a tzad, that even b'kai gavna, Rav would be moido, that the padda from a par, we have to find another nafkamina with the machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So Kivik says, we could have another nafkamina in a case where Rav Tzibur or Taka of a toila atzmei toila bebezdin. They were a real toila bebezdin, Rav Tzibur. Now this yachid was neschalef lechelev b'shuman, and the shaila of the Gemara is because the din is whenever Rav Tzibur doesn't have vera, the din is the Tzibur brings a par, and the yachidim are potter from the carbon yachid. Even lehalacha that we paskin yachid sh'asa al piharaz bezdin is chayiv in a carbon. That's only by a yachid, but by a tzibur with a zachiv par over there, they're potter from the carbon yachid. So that could be enough gemina zakr v'kivegar. If you have roiv tzibur, that the tzibur mitzad itself, you had a roiv that were toilah bebezdin, and then this one guy was nischalav lechelah b'shuman. Is he nichlal in the tzibur? I'll upon him to have a ptur from his carbon yachid, just like the rest of the tzibur has a ptur from their carbon yachid, or no? However, Rav Kivegar says that this is also a little shver. Because Maishna, what's the difference if you have a tzibur already that were mechuyev in a par, and they're positive from the carbon yachid, from what Rava says at the end of the Amid, that moy de rav she'in a mashlam l'rav tzibur. That if you have exactly 50-50, and then he tips the scale, that over there, he's not mashlam, he can't tip the scale, he can't make the rav. What's the difference if we already have a rav, or he's making up the rav? If he's a toilet of a bezin when there's already a roiv, who then it should be toilet in a bezin to be mashlim the roiv? So this Erev Kivegar ends off with this shailo. Now the Chazon Ish, he says the same halach as this last nafgamina of Rav Kivegar. However, he's Moisef Hezber to this. But before we say the Hezber of the Chazon Ish, I want to be makdim a shailo chakira Rav Chaim has in Hilchos Shgagos. This chakira is nageya throughout the whole perek. We'll see in Mirtz Hashem as we go through. There's rayos back and forth to these two tzadim. He declares as follows. When we have a tzibur, a rave tzibur, that were followed Bezdin, and the din is they bring a par, we mentioned that then, l'kulei alma, the yechidim are parted from the carbon yachid. What's the pshat in this? Is the pshat because the par is b'makom in the carbon yachid? Since they're mechuyev in a par, it takes place of their carbon yachid. It's instead of it. Because that now the chiyev is a par. Or is it a separate din? There's one din that the mechuyev par, and there's another din that when you have rave tzibur, that were followed Bezdin, the Torah parted them from a carbon yachid b'fnei atzmai. Nothing to do with the par. It's tam a din that when you have rave tzibur that followed Bezdin, you're parted from a par. This is Rav Chaim Shaila. So the Chazon Ish, he's also working with the same Shaila, and he has a raya from the Gemara later on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. When we get there, we'll speak about the raya. But Al Kapanim, he brings a raya that the p'tur of the yechidim from bringing a carbon yachid has nothing to do with the chiyav par. Even in a case where somehow you're not mitzuref to have the p'tor of a par, to have the chiyav of a par, af pikein you'll be potter from a carbon yachid if you're part of the tzibur. So the Chazon Ish says that's the chilek between these two things. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, they're arguing when you had roiv tzibur that were toilah and bezdin. And then the shaila is, this one person that was in schalaf lechele b'shuman, is he part of the tzibur? Is he mitzuref to the tzibur to have the p'tor for him bringing carbon yachid? So the Chazon Ish, over there he could be mitzuref. Because even though he's not mitzuref, it's the negat to have a carbon, to have a kapar from the par, but al kapanim he has a din that he's part of the tzibur to have the p'tor of a carbon yachid. That he could have. Hashenkin, Rava's din on the end of the Amid, where he says that this yachid can't be mashlim tzibur, he can't make up the tzibur. Over there the pshat is because in order to make up the tzibur, you have to be someone that's shayich to the par. You need to be someone who's shayich to get, to have the chiyuv of par, to have roiv tzibur that needs a par. And this person that was neschalaf lechele b'shuman can't be part of the chiyuv par. So even though when there's already a tzibur, you could be mitzuref to have the p'tor of a carbon yachid, that's because there, you don't have to have shaykhas to the tzibur, the gabi the par. You just have to be part of, mitzuref to the tzibur to have the p'tor of a karmen yachid. But to make up the tzibur, to make up the tzibur that's being mechuyev in a par, and therefore you're potter from a karmen yachid, because kulei alma, you're only potter from a karmen yachid if you have a tzibur that's mechuyev in a par. It's not because of the par, but it's because you have a tzibur. But this person can make up the tzibur to cause that everyone has a p'tor from a karmen yachid. The Gemara on Amud Beis says, when the Mishnah says, a Talmud v'roi lahira is kigoin man. What type of Talmud are we referring to? So Amar Rava kigoin Shimon ben Azai v'Shimon ben Zoima. Mamish, massive Talmud HaChamim like Shimon ben Azai v'Shimon ben Zoima. Amar Le'abaya ki hai gavno mezeru. L'chayra, even though they're not a Tel Bezdin, why should they be mechuyev a carbon? L'chayra, they're a mezer. So the Gemara asks, "Ula taimech?" There's a brayso that says lahedio, like Rava. So elo heichim mishkachas lo kigun diyada the aser v'katoyi b'mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. So the dinami the tov b'mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. So the Rishash over here asks the kasha that what was the bayis kasha on Rava? Because Rava said we're talking about Shimon ben Azayim and Shimon ben Zoima, frak the bayo ki hay gavna mezeru. This kasha is stam a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if someone's roi lahira, he's chayev a karmen chatos because he doesn't have a din of toil bebezdin. L'chayra, you can ask on the Mishnah, why is he chayev a chatos? L'chayra, kai gav no mezeru. If someone's roi lahira, even if he's not on the madrig of Shimon ben Azai, but if he's roi lahira, l'chayra has a din mezer. As a effect of Shash, why is Abaye's kasha only shver now that we're saying it's talking about Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoima? So the Chazon Ish, he says pshat in the Gemara because the Gemara says the Maskana that the reason why he's a Shegig is because he was taught the mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. He thought that even though he feels Bezdin's wrong, he has to listen to the chachamim. Now, Zag the Chazon Ish, the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Mem Tesam Beis says that Shimon ben Azai, b'Shimon ben Zoima, They were the biggest Talmid HaChachamim around. They were even bigger than Bezdin themselves. So that's Rabbi is Kasha. Bishlam, a regular person, a regular Talmid HaChacham who's Roi Laira, even though he feels Bezdin's wrong, there it was understood that he can make a mistake of Mitzvah L'Shemayi Devei HaChachamim. But someone like Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoyma, they themselves are much bigger than Beis Din. For them, they shouldn't apply the mitzvah shmei devar chachamim. So as they fact abaya, why the kaigavna mezidu? There's not even a toys of mitzvah shmei devar chachamim, because if you're bigger than Beis Din, there shouldn't be a din of mitzvah shmei the devar chachamim. And that answers Rava. No, even Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoyma, who are bigger than Beis Din, they also have the din of mitzvah shmei devar chachamim, and that was their toys over here. Now the Gemara's before that it was a toys that they thought mitzvah shmei devar chachamim. But Me'ikar Adin, they shouldn't have listened to the Chachamim. They shouldn't have ate the Chalev. So all the Achrayim ask, that there's a Sefri, the Sefri says Lahedya, that whether the Chachamim tell us, Bein Yamin, Bein Mismal, no matter what they tell us, we have to listen to them, even if they tell us an Averya, we're Mechayiv to listen to them. So why is Agamar saying here that it was wrong, that they thought Mitzvah Shmai Divi Chachamim? That's Takana Alocha, that we have to listen to the Chachamim, even when they tell us an Averya. So the Achrayim, the Rishash and the Chazanish, both bring down the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos and Shoresh Aleph that already addresses this kasha. And the Ramban over there says that it depends if the Talmud Chacham already argued out his issue with Beis Din or not. If he didn't discuss his issue yet with Beis Din before he went down to Beis Din to argue Bechlal, then there's a din, you're not allowed to listen to Beis Din. Only after you fought it out with Beis Din and Beis Din still held to what they held, and they still paskin like they paskin, then there's a din that we have to listen, and then there's a din mitzvah shmei devar chachamim, even if you feel that they're wrong. But until you went down to argue it out with them, then there's a din that you have to be machmer. And that's what Agamar is saying over here, that they were toya b'mitzvah shmei devar chachamim, because they shouldn't have listened to the chachamim, because it was before they argued out their din with Beis Din. That's in their banav here's mas with this Gemara. Now the Gemara goes weiter and says, when the Mishnah ends off, Zeh klal atoyel b'atmin chayiv, the Gemara says, lasuye mevayet b'hira. It's being marbe the case of mevayet b'hira. Then Rashi explains, what does it mean mevayet b'hira? Rashi says, it means someone who's rogel liyos mevayet b'hira. He was rogel not to listen to Beis Din. And then Beis Din was paskin chayiv his mutter. V'halach zeh ha-mevayet v'asa apiyem. Then he's chayiv. Why? Because since he's ruggle not to listen to Beis Din, he doesn't listen to Beis Din, so even now that he ate chaylev api Beis Din, it wasn't really because of Beis Din. We don't associate his eating to Beis Din, because anyways, he doesn't listen to Beis Din. Now the Rambam, in Perek Yud Gimel of Hamilchas Shgagos, he's mavor, in Halacha Hey, he's mavor that he had a different understanding of this Gemara. Over there, the Rambam says that if someone held themselves like that chilev's mutter. Someone learned the sugya, and he came out the sugya, the chilev's mutter, and he was klar the chilev's mutter, and at the same time, Beis Din also paskin chilev's mutter. That's what mevayet b'hira means. If this person goes and eats chilev, we don't say that he's eating it because of Beis Din's psak. Where toila, the reason why he ate it is because that's what he held himself. Agav, you're right, Beis Din also paskin like that, but that's not why he ate it. Mevayet b'hira means someone who anyways held that it was mutter without Beis Din, so then even though Beis Din also passed him like that, you don't have the ptur of Teila be Beis Din. Now the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amid says that our Mishnah that holds Yachet She'asa Apiyaras Beis Din is Zudever Rabbi Huda. Avchachamim Oimrim Yachet She'asa Apiyaras Beis Din is Chayib. And the Gemara brings the Shitas Chachamim from a Braisa. The Braisa says, "Adayin ani oimer mi kal shechatu chayovin she'in bezin mevien al yedein par." But Rav kal shechatu yupturin shere bezin mevien al yedein par. Tamaloyim me'am oretz afilu ruba afilu kulo. And the Gemara says, "B'mai." The Gemara has three different ways that attach this Braisa, till we finally came out pshat, and the Braisa is as follows: that the Braisa itself is talking about a case of shikigos meisa. It's talking about a case where someone was b'shegeg, nothing to do with the psaka Beis Din. And what the b'risa means is that by a yachid over there, when he does the shikigas ma'isa over there, he should be mechuyev in a korban chatos, because over there, when he does it al pi ha'iras Beis Din, he doesn't bring a par, but he is mechuyev a korban chatos. Because like the Gemara is proving this price holds, Yachid she'asah p'yairas bezdin is chayiv. So that's why we understand when he does it, Shaloya Piyairah, Stama, Shigigas Maisa, over there also is Chayib. However, at Tzibar, we're there, when they're arrived Tzibar Bahira, the din is the potter from a carbon yachid. So over there, maybe every single Shigig of a Tzibar, even if it's Shigigas Maisa, should also be potter from a carbon chatas. If that, the Baisa brings a pasuk, Tamaloyme, Me'am Oretz, Afil Rubav, Afil Kulo, that the Machayib. So this was the Gemara's Raya, that a Yachid, Shasa Piyairah's Bezdin is Chayib. And the Gemara says, "Omer of Papa Mimai Dumaloi Hain Veloi Bezdin." Effective Papa, how do you see that a Yachid Shasa Piyairah's Bezdin is Chayiv? Maybe a Yachid's also Pater. So to that, the Gemara answers, "Lafil the Girsa that we have in our Gemara is Ihachi Mai Irya de Kamhada Ruba Lechayuva." It should have discussed first even a Miyat. Why is the Gemara jumping to find out? How do we know it's Tzibar? Even a Yachid, we should need a Makar that Yachayiv in a Chatos. Now, Tosfos over here brings another Pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos says, Pshat in the Gemara different, a different Gersa. He says, the Pshat in the Teretz of the Gemara is, because then there wouldn't be any Chilik between a Yachid and a Tzibar. The whole Chilik between a Yachid and a Tzibar is that because a Yachid, she'as api ha'iraz bezdin is Chayiv. Mashenke in a Tzibar that they do api ha'iraz bezdin, since there's a Chir par, that they're part of a Makar ben Yachid. Mashenke, if Mashenkin, if you hold Yachid Shasap Yairaz Bezdin, also Pater, what would be the difference between a Tzibar and a Yachid? Both times, if you do Api Ra, whether you're a Yachid, whether you're a Tzibar, you're Pater from a carbon Yachid. So it wouldn't make sense that the Brisa would have a Chil between a Yachid and a Tzibar. It must be Yachid Shasap Yairaz Bezdin is Chayiv. So the Chazanish says that this Gemara is the Chayra Raya to the Shiloh we mentioned previously, B'Shem Rav Chaim. Why when the Tzibar, when a Rav Tzibar, it doesn't have very alpi bezdin, and they bring a par, why are the yachidim pater from a carbon yachid? Is it because the par is b'makayim, the carbon yachid? Or is the pshat, it's tam a new din, that anytime you have a rave tzibah that follows bezdin, the yachidim are pater from a carbon yachid? So that's the chazanish, over here you have a raya like the second sat. Because the Gemara is saying, we understand the chilek between yachid and a tzibar, if you hold that a yachid sh'asa api haras bezdin is chayiv, and a tzibar, they're pater because you have a par. Now, if you understand the reason why the tzibar is potter is because the par itself is b'makom the carbon yachid, there's vayter no chilek between the yachid and the tzibar. The yachid is mechuyev a carbon yachid, and they don't have a p'tor of teilat mei bebedzin. And the tzibar, in essence, is also chayev. They just don't bring b'payel a carbon yachid because instead they're bringing a par. But mali par, mali carbon yachid. Both times, even though they're mechuyev, they were teilat bezdin, they still have a chiyev carbon. It must be that the reason why the Yechidim are Pater is because the thing is when you have a Roiv Tzibar that follows Bezdin, they're Pater from the Yechidim, even if there wouldn't be a Chiyav Par. So Mamela, that's why it's understood the Gemara had a Chilik between the Yachid and the Tzibar, and the Yachid is considered a Teil Atzmai be Bezdin and Ischayiv, so therefore even without a Roiv should be Chayiv. But a Tzibar, where they're Pater be Etzam and the Karbon, so over there also, by Shikin Gus Maisa, there should also be Pater from a Karbon. Now, the Maisa, this Raya, you could also be Matchik, the Maskana. We could say that this, that the Gemara had half a Mino, that a Tzibar, when they do a Chet Behairah, they're Potter from a carbon Yachid, and we're saying it's not because of the Par, that's only the field half a Mino, that there's no carbon said by Tzibar, even by Shigigos Maisa. But it could be that the Maskana that we say, that there is a chiyuv by a shigas ma'isa by tzibar. We learn it out of a pasuk. So now it could be that even when they do it by a ra, there's be'etzim also a mechayiv to bring a carbon yachid. And the only reason why they're potter is because of the par. So we could say this skufa switched to maskana. So this is not a klaraya, but l'chayra, it sounds ganz klar, if you have in the Gemara, that the reason why a tzibar is potter is nothing to do with the par. It's be'etzim, there's the din, when the tzibar brings the carbon, they're potter. And l'chayr, that just stated like the maskana also. We're just pointing out that you could say maybe the maskana would switch. And like we said, amir tashem, we're going to get back to this shiloh. You say this like a shiloh. Why is the tzibar pater from the carbon yachid? When the tzibar does a chet, why the yachidim pater from a kispa yisira? Is it because the par paters it? Or because there's a gzeres that causes that whenever there's a tzibar, there's no chiyav of a carbon yachid? The Mishnah Daf Gimel, we'll see over there, is also the Chayy Raya to the Shiloh. I just want to clarify one little point, that we mentioned there's one sad, the reason why the Tzibar is Potter is because they're bringing the par instead of their carbon yachid. I just want to clarify that even like this sad, that it's because they're bringing a par that they're Potter for the carbon yachid, That's pashat, that they don't have to bring the par bepoil. Because the pshat is the chiv to bring a par instead of the karban yachid, that's what's parters them from the karban yachid. Not to bring in the par bepoil, but rather the chiv switched instead of a karban yachid into the chiv of the par. The chiv of par is what makes that now they don't have a chiv of a karban yachid. And the other side is that the reason why they're parted from a karban yachid is because there's a gzeiras hakasav that whenever there's a tzibra, there's a ptur.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.